Hey, what's up, y'all? It is Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. I'm in the seaport. It's really muggy and hot and gross. This is Blah Blah Blah, where I talk a little bit about everything and maybe not enough about some other things. And I have recorded three episodes or three whatevers. I'm pretty proud of myself, considering I didn't think I was going to do this at all. But I got inspired by some other podcasters that I listen to. Podcasters? Is that a word? I think it's a word. By some other podcasts I listen to. Small Doses from Amanda Seals. Guys We Fucked. That's a good one too. Also, the Savvy Psychologist. If you need like a quick little boost. There's also a couple other ones that have inspired me to run my mouth about things that are on my mind. So I'm going to get right into it. The last couple of things I've been talking about are really about pushing your comfort zone, acknowledging yourself, self-acceptance, chipping away at behaviors and characteristics that you don't like about yourself. And I'm going to talk about something personal that affects me. I struggle with jealousy and envy, and I think we all do, but it's something that I am very frustrated about within myself. And it's something that I've always struggled with since I could remember, from a very, very early age. And it wasn't so much coming from envy of what I didn't have or material things or thinking that my life wasn't as good as other people's. It was jealousy and envy from a personal view, from a personal space of thinking that I am not enough and that what I have isn't good enough. As far as my personality, as far as my characteristics about myself, my work, my passions, my everything. And so I get envious or jealous in thinking that, especially from other women, I just think that they're so much better, so much more that they have than I will never have. And this sense of incompleteness within myself. And in part, social media was really amplifying that, those two things, my jealousy and my envy. And it really found myself wanting to reach in and be like, what do you have? How do you have this thing that makes, you know, men want to date you and women want to be you? How do you have this thing? What am I missing that is so important that I feel like every other woman has that I will never have? This sense of depth, this sense of growth, this sense of vitality that I don't have within me. And then I realized a lot of it is coming from insecurity about myself, which we all have, but the insecurity I have about myself because I am a big personality and I care and I work really hard and I try very hard to show the people that I care about you. And that when I'm working, I put my all into it. And the things that I like to do and my passions about, I don't give myself enough credit for. Because I just, again, I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think that I have what it takes. I don't think that I'm able to provide something that is worth holding on to. And the envy comes from seeing these women that I admire, or even women I don't even fucking know, and seeing them and wanting so much to have this connection to them and not necessarily take from them, but kind of have a little bit of whatever they have rub off on me in the hopes that I can then feel complete within myself. And the jealousy comes from thinking that, you know, I'm like, man, I want to be like Amy. Amy is so smart and deep and she reads and she has all this time and she's so ambitious and she's doing this. And the reason that Amy is doing what she has to do is that's because of what Amy is getting up and doing what she has to do. And the incompleteness that I felt, I was discovering through therapy and diving into the subconscious, was coming from a place of being a child of divorce, being a child that spent a huge amount of time alone. And that fear of aloneness and thinking that I was missing out on things kind of, you know, grew this tree of jealousy and envy and insecurity all at once. And then as I got older and was a teenager, and I was doing things that most, if not any other black teens I knew were doing. I was doing Outward Bound, I was traveling, I was on movie sets, I was hanging out with, you know, entertainers and living this life that was very in opposition of what I knew that most of other black teens were not living. So that kind of put me in this weird place where I still never felt like I was good enough for any of my black friends. I didn't feel good enough for any of my white friends. I didn't feel good enough for men or boys that I was interested in. I never felt like I was good enough because I was in this weird position to where I was experiencing life and experiencing things that were life-changing and opened my view up to really dive into being able to read and learn about politics and learn about history and being able to gain some independence because I was, you know, my dad would be like, all right, I'm going to go work here. Here's some money. This is the subway you need to take. I'll see you when you get there kind of thing. And this is pre-internet, pre-cell phones. I had a beeper and you had, you know, telephone booths everywhere. So this is a very different time. So I had this ability at the time that I didn't know, and to be able to find my way to where I was supposed to be, to explore the cities, to get out and go discover the things that I was interested in, music, art, various kinds of music, rock, metal, punk, jazz, you know, the Black Rock Coalition, and really experiencing varied sides of Black America through my dad's work and through my mom's work. But the inner part of me was still feeling unfulfilled. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I fit. And I was jealous and envious of anyone who had a grounded sense of what they were and who they were and how they represented themselves to the world. And in this age of social media, instant gratification, as I heard on an episode with one of the podcast episodes with Amanda Seales on Small Doses, where her and Cree Summer were talking about black women in Hollywood and dating and all these other things. And they called online dating catalog dating, which is so accurate because you're swiping, swiping, swiping. You're looking, looking, looking. And you're constantly just kind of barraged with choices. And no one has to be reaching for more than what's just on the surface. And now that I'm contained in a small town, so to speak, that's growing and thriving. There's opportunity to really push yourself and do things. It's like a constant visual and emotional barrage of seeing people that you believe have it all together, or you believe are all complete and they have everything going for them, and everybody has their own struggles and insecurities and everything else. But it makes you constantly feel jealous and envious and insecure because you're like, I'm still lacking those things that I now realize I do have. Even though for so long I believed I didn't have these things that these other women have. I wasn't looking at myself in a positive way. I didn't believe that I was worthy of positive affirmation of myself. I didn't believe that I was worthy of being valued for being a big personality, being and having a big heart, being nurturing, caring, and wanting depth. I couldn't see my own value and standards and worth in myself. And so as I'm growing and chipping away and kind of catching these feelings of, why do I feel jealous? Why do I feel this envy? Is it because I spent so long wondering and questioning why I didn't have what I already know I have in me? This amazing, resilient, strong spirit, this ability to keep going and keep persevering, even when the shit is rough. I have that. And I'm okay with being independent. I'm okay with calling out the bullshit. I'm okay with saying that I can complete myself without the need of feeling envious or jealous because of whoever else is doing what they're doing in order to survive in their life. And I'm also realizing that in the world of dating and relationships and everything else that's encompassed with it, is that the depth and the connection that I want to have without the feelings of jealousy and envy and thinking that another woman is better than me and needs to be where I am if I'm seeing someone, is coming from a place of personal insecurity of always feeling like I'm not good enough. I'm fucking good enough. And you're good enough. And you are complete in yourself. And no one can fulfill the void within you. No one can. Only you can fill the void that you need. If you are craving more from yourself, then you have to get up and do the work. No one else is going to complete you. No one else is going to be your puzzle piece. No one else is going to look at you and say, okay, I see what you're missing. Let me give you this. Because you can love somebody more than yourself to the point of where you lose yourself. And if they are not able to love themselves, it doesn't matter how much you love them. It doesn't matter how much you try to stuff that void and that emptiness they fill within themselves. And the jealousy and envy you find that you have is coming from a frustration of something you are not putting back into you. So now, instead of being jealous and envious from a place of thinking that I don't have what she doesn't have, I'm checking myself and saying, well, what aren't you doing in order to fulfill this negative feeling that you're having? Why do you feel incomplete? Where is it coming from? Why are you upset at seeing someone else's relationship or seeing somebody else's success and merits and the things that they've worked on? That's their hustle. That's their life. And you can't take from their life in the hope that it will become your life. So instead of looking at it in a negative way, I'm turning around. Be inspired. Be curious in their ambition. Take note of where they're going and what they're doing. Don't focus on the trivial, on the surface bullshit. Because that's the easy part to present to the world in order to make things effortless so you don't have to work on the heavy shit of being a complete human being. And that's just the reality of the situation. Because if I am finding myself jealous and envious of one-dimensional, on-the-surface, effortless bullshit, then I will always feel like there's a void, and I will always feel incomplete, and I will always feel like I'm not good enough. And that's not the case. Because it's like, what was that SNL skit? I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and by golly, people like me. But it's true. And we live in an age with social media and internet and instant gratification and catalog dating that we never get connected to someone because we're stunted in thinking that it's supposed to be effortless and it's supposed to be easy. And when you're pressed to want more from somebody who doesn't know what they want from themselves, you feel lost and incomplete. So fuck it. Fuck it. Call out the bullshit of your own insecurities and figure out where they're coming from. Know that no other person is going to be able to fulfill any void that you are lacking and missing in your life. As much as we would like to, it is nobody else's responsibility to take on the emotional labor to complete you as a person. Get a therapist, get a counselor, get some kind of help, professional. Pay somebody to fix you. But no other person is going to do that. No other person that cares about you, that's not their job. Their job is to work on their job, but as it pertains to how you relate to each other, you're supposed to enhance and support and watch each other grow and encourage each other. Sometimes you have to stand on the sidelines and cheer them on, and sometimes you're in the front and they're cheering you on. And the depth and the connection that you want is coming from a place of personal fulfillment and personal completeness. And it's okay to crave the depth that you need from yourself, not from other people or from that special someone. So I'm working on it, y'all. I'm working on the jealousy and the envy. And I'm working on identifying the reasons why I feel that way. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't feel sad, that I want somebody in my life that is encouraging, enhancing me, and pushing me, and is my special someone. But right now, the special someone is me. And that's okay. Because the more I fulfill those things in myself, I can become envious of me doing what I got to do in order to push myself even further, in order to continue to work on the things that I've put on my plate. So it's not going to be an easy process. It's taken me almost 38 years to get here. But I'm grateful to have the ability to acknowledge the things that I need to change, and acknowledge the things that make me feel uncomfortable, and acknowledge the things about myself which make me want to cry and wonder what's wrong with me. Because there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me, and there's nothing wrong with anybody who feels uncomfortable enough to want to make positive changes and not put up with the bullshit excuses because someone else is incomplete and expects them to fill the void within them. So, identify something today that you have been pushing to the side that you're not acknowledging, whether it's jealousy or envy, whether you're frustrated, whether you're, you know, curious on why you keep stumbling and falling, and why you keep trying to find this fulfillment from others or from your job or whatever it is. Really question where it stems from, because it's coming from a deep place in your subconscious. It's coming from a place in your past that has now pushed you into where you are now. Identify it. Be uncomfortable in it. Be uncomfortable in it for a minute, because that discomfort is going to make you want to shift and make you want to move and make you want to ask questions and make you want to grow. You have to find fulfillment and completeness in yourself first. And you have to have the ability to enhance your own life and encourage your own life and support your own life before you can even consider sharing anything with anybody else, whether it's a friendship or a relationship or anything, especially if you want to get closer to somebody. And don't be afraid to call out your own bullshit, because until you can see the bullshit in yourself, you will never see the bullshit in anybody else. Okay. So you guys can leave me a voice message on this little podcast and let me know what you think. As always, leave me a comment, send me a message, and you can check out Long-Winded Words if you would like on my blog, naimsfrost.tumblr.com. Shouts out to Small Doses, which is the podcast you check out, as well as Guys We Have Fucked, another podcast you can check out. And if you need a little boost in psychological help or psychological, you know, quick little 15-20 minute boost of mental stimulation, also check out The Savvy Psychologist, who's written a great book as well. So, and if you want to start a podcast, check out anchor.fm. They do all the work for you. You just got to talk, baby. So I'm going to leave you with that gem. I love you. Have a great motherfucking day. Bye.